I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the millennial, the sexy boomer. That's Scott Robbins. What do you guys think about Trump talking about tariffs to protect Tinseltown? Yeah. Talking about the movie industry.
Yeah, I'm good with it. Whatever. You know, I'm okay.
We're like, he's trolling. This isn't serious. This was him talking about tariffs on movies made outside the United States.
We're making very few movies now. Hollywood is being destroyed. Now, you have an incompetent, grossly incompetent governor that allowed that to happen. So I'm not just blaming other nations, but other nations, a lot of them, have stolen our movie industry. And I'm saying, if they're not willing to make a movie inside the United States, and we should have a tariff on movies that come in.
Okay. So yeah. I'm listening to Daily Wire News on this. I'm like, wow, okay. Not quite sure how you do it, but, you know, Trump's an idea guy. Like, is he trolling with that? Is he trolling with Alcatraz? You don't know. I did not know that 40% fewer films and TV shows are now shot in the United States compared to before the actors and writer strikes of 2023.
Yeah.
Last year, L.A. saw its worst on-location filming rate in history, other than 2020 because of COVID. Now only 20% of TV shows and feature films are made in California.
A lot in Canada.
Yeah, Vancouver is a big
place.
Movie place. And Georgia.
Because there's, especially when you go outside the United States, there's incentives.
Yeah.
It's like, well, you want to make it cheap, then you're going to have to cost you then.
Yeah, and I mean, the state of Georgia, I think, is a really good example, inside of the United States at least, of how they've clawed a lot of the TV and film industry away. And it's because, very simple, they gave incentives, like you said, massive tax breaks.
And remember, they tried to shut it down because of those terrible voting laws.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, the Key Grip Union stopped that.
I thought this was interesting. Daily Wire had Peter Rotter on, who is the CEO of a music contracting company. And he was talking about just business slowing down. I did not realize it was like this.
Everywhere I go feels like a ghost town. And what's happening is there are the days where we'd work, you know, 5 days a week have become 3 days a week, have become 2 days a week, have become 1 day every 2 weeks.
Yeah, like just completely slowing down. So Trump's like, yeah, we'll talk about this.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, in Florida, looks like another town is talking about giving peacocks vasectomies.
What?
What now? Peacocks. Peacocks vasectomies.
Huh. Wow.
There have been a couple other towns that they've done this before.
It's too many of them, huh?
And they're apparently a menace. Everybody's like, oh, they're beautiful or whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, around mating season, they get aggressive. Mm-hmm. They'll attack. And all of a sudden, well, there were people in Florida talking about this, saying, yeah, I mean, something needs to be done. Here you go.
I mean, when I was growing up, there were no peacocks. You know, our neighborhoods were full of herons, blue herons, and ibises. I mean, the official bird of University of Miami is the ibis. That's what we want to see in our neighborhood. Those are the native species. And now, really, you would think that our mascot is the peacock because they're everywhere.
A male will fight for his territory, even to the extent of attacking his own reflection in a car door.
Apparently doing damage.
Well, I'll tell you what. You try to learn something new every day. I had no idea a peacock would attack its own reflection.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yeah, that is something new. Well, and I just think it's xenophobic for you to say, yeah, it's not the native species. Okay, everyone's welcome here. I think the Statue of Liberty would weep if she could hear this woman talk about the native species. Just saying.
Well, you start doing that to a peacock against his will.
Well, I don't think there's a whole lot of peacocks going to be able to do once the vet comes over and they capture the thing. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like, hey, this is an option for you right now.
I want peacock justice. I'm not getting any. I'm not getting any.
Yeah, this is Miami-Dade County, by the way. Just thought you would enjoy that. All right, are we all caught up on everything? You got anything else, David?
No, we're good.
All right. Casey's ready to go.
Castrating birds. If somebody would have told me we were going to talk about that today, I would have said no.
See?
That's what I love about this show. You just never know.
You never know.
No.
And here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two,
it's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins show.
Every day about this time, you know, it's the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Well, well, well. You got a peacock where you are, Casey?
I'm ready. Three.
Never mind.
Number three, Jasmine Crockett, the new face of the Democrat Party. She's speaking for the people, except, well, when she's, you know, cutting in line at the airport.
Flying. This story. This is indicative of her, though.
Okay.
Jasmine Crockett, with a taxpayer-funded police escort, cutting in front of everyone in line, even making disabled people wait. Nothing to see here. So she could get in front of the line and be seated first on an airplane. You people, you disabled people, knock it off. I'm going first.
Wow.
And she was allowed to. She did it. Well,
I mean, she does have a disability, and not all disabilities are visible, Scott.
Yeah, she fights herself when she sees reflection, too, I'm sure. A source familiar with the incident said Crockett was the first passenger, other than the crew, to board a Sunday afternoon flight on Delta from L.A. to D.C., including before two passengers in wheelchairs who had to sit and wait for her. There you go. Woman of the people. Your new nominee for President of the United States, Jasmine Crockett.
I think just the political wonks are the ones that say she's got this bright future.
Yeah.
I don't... Just don't
no,
see it.
I don't think it plays well. I don't think it plays very well outside of liberals on cable news.
Exactly.
They love her.
Yes, because she gets attention by the stuff she says.
The countdown doesn't stop till we reach the top.
Yeah, that's
AOC
right, Casey.
And Crockett.
The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day. Now number
two.
Number two, NPR's CEO talking about the federal government.
Catherine Maher?
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure I had the name right. You know, Trump signed the executive order terminating federal funds going to NPR.
Yes.
And to PBS.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Catherine's a little stompy foot about it. She said that she's making an argument, and I can't even believe she's making this argument, that the federal government should get their hands off of PBS, leave them alone.
Couldn't agree more.
Which is a weird way to argue this. I mean, I know what she's trying to do. She's trying to say, stay out of our
business.
Keep
giving us money, but you stay out of it, Mr. President.
Right.
I mean, that's like if you've got a 27-year-old living at home who says, hey, you can't tell me to not smoke weed in the house.
Yeah.
Leave me alone. Respect my independence.
To which you would say?
It's my house, my rules.
Yeah, I'm paying for all this. Get out.
Absolutely. Wow, I can't believe she actually said that.
I can't believe that's the argument.
Yeah.
And the countdown continues.
Scott Robbins, right back, the top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Colin Kaepernick, you know, he wants back in the NFL. He went to the Met Gala.
Yeah. He was at the Met Gala last night. He had a cape on. He did. He had a cape. He's numb to criticism, I guess, because the people were taking shots right and left. Some of the other things that were going on there last night, Andre 3000.
Hold on a second before you move on.
Okay.
What kind of cape?
It was a cape. It was a long cape. Like a cape, like a Batman cape.
Like a suit, like he's a superhero?
He's got a suit on, and the cape matches the suit.
Okay. And is that supposed to signify something?
I have no idea.
David's looking it up. He's got to see it for himself.
So the theme, I guess, was black dandyism?
Black dandyism, yes.
Okay.
I didn't see too many capes. I saw a couple of guys in dresses.
So not so much superhero, just part of the this is dress up.
This is dandy.
Okay. All right. Whatever, dude.
I know. Andre 3000, by the way, was there, and he had a piano on his back.
Yeah.
It was part of the ensemble.
A piano?
Yeah. I mean, not
That's
a real piano.
Heavy. Okay.
But it was like some sort of keyboard. He had strapped to his back, and he had suspenders on, holding it up.
What did that signify?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I have no idea. Kamala, by the way, was also there last night.
Really?
She wore a black and white Oreo-looking thing.
What?
Yeah, with like a dress with black and white on it. While she was there last night. By the way, it was 30.
What, is that signify what?
I don't know.
Like her marriage?
Black, the page is white.
Okay.
I don't know. If it's an homage to Three Dog Night, I'm not sure.
The races have to all get along. Okay.
Who knows?
The whole thing with that, I would never pay attention to a second of it unless it's somehow making news. But isn't part of it's always a theme, and that was the whole tax the rich thing with AOC a number of years ago.
Last year.
Oh, it's longer than that.
Was it? I thought it was last year.
Yeah, it was a few years back.
Well, anyway, that was my Met Gala recap, and I know you're all dying to hear about it, so there you go.
Okay.
But it was what it was. It is what you think it is.
Yes.
A bunch of pretentious people. At $25,000 a head, by the way.
Yeah.
To get in.
Yeah.
You can get a table for how much? What was it? $300,000 or some ridiculous amount of money?
Yeah. All I know is that they are given champagne flutes that they can fart in so that they can smell it.
Oh, gosh. I'm moving on.
Champagne farts.
Did you hear about your girl?
Which one?
Jennifer Aniston.
No.
Dude crashed through the gates of her house.
Oh, I saw that on, one of those shows last
Some
night.
Dude in his 70s.
Yeah.
And they think he did it on purpose.
Well, yeah, he was in love.
Is that the whole deal? Did that happen? I don't know. You know, I was thinking, I didn't feel comfortable going out with you, but now that you crashed into the gate of my house with your undying love, I can't help but go out with you. I mean, of course that's not going to happen.
Nothing says how much I care and love you than crashing through your gate.
Maybe he identifies as a peacock. I don't know.
You know what? He may very well. 72-year-old peacock. Not unusual. But they were talking about all these people, all these celebrities, that people get into their house.
But yeah, they know when they're gone.
Like running through the hallway or something, they'll have a maid there or somebody living there. Or they're there. That's happened before, too.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It's really been an honor for me.
Oh, yeah, he's ready to go. Yeah, Scott Robinson trifecta, top three. There you go.
Casey had that problem. People breaking into his house.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Told you.
I guess that'll be a story for another time. All right, then.
Thank you.
Okay. You bet, buddy. All right, got another news update. And Nimrod's in the news straight ahead.